Tell me about the government's new right here to track us. What's going on there?
Well, it's been actually quite a few rulings, and it's one of the aspects we do provide our client base with. Is I have a client base that spans across the nation, a lot of different people doing different things. But one young man, he keeps a real close eye on privacy rights and laws and rulings in judicial rulings in courts relative to these things. And we've begun seeing a really bad trend. And most of these kinds of trends will be blamed on the war on terror, but actually they began long before 9/11. Mm-hmm. And one of the worst is there was an incident where law enforcement trespassed on an individual's property. There was no warrant. He was simply in his home. His vehicle was parked in his driveway. They walked onto his property and placed a GPS device on his vehicle to track his whereabouts and where he was going. This was done in the dark of night with no warrant. And the ruling, when it came out, when he was finally arrested, and it came out in the court that this was done, the courts upheld it. And the idea behind the reason is rather unique, because they suggested that they were right in doing it, because anybody, any individual or stranger, could have walked onto his property because it wasn't gated or you know, cordoned off in such a way, which, if you think about it properly, that would mean only the rich that have gated communities,
exactly,
and gated homes would have the right to keep law enforcement from doing such a thing. And the other incident that I think really struck me was a very strange one, was an officer pulled over an individual on a traffic stop, and some neighbors came out on their porches, and they were watching the officer. Now, whether he was abusing the people or not, that never got revealed, but a woman was holding up her cell phone camera, and she was videotaping it. She got arrested for a Class B misdemeanor and convicted for resisting arrest.
What?
Yes.
What was her initial crime? Standing on her porch?
There was no crime. He ordered her to go back into her home. She was on her front porch. Other neighbors were on their front porches. Some of them went in, some of them didn't. She didn't, and she was arrested, but it seemed pretty clear that nobody else was arrested except the one that was shooting the videotape of the officer. So, in other words, in a very strange sense, she was criminalized for watching.
Yeah.
Just for paying attention in her own neighborhood. And these are the kinds of things that we're starting to see more and more. The courts are ruling in favor of violations of basically all of our fundamental rights, but right to privacy, search and seizure. And then, of course, you mentioned earlier at the beginning of this interview, body scanners that are supposed to be deployed at every major airport here in the near future. There was a test done by the Marshal's office, U.S. Marshals, during some court trials in Florida. And they not only body scanned every single individual that walked in, as they were doing it at also several of the airports that are already up and running, they not only recorded them, they kept them on file. And all of these things were supposedly never to be done. There were safeguards against it. But, of course, anybody that's followed the process of governments throughout history, once a government has been given a certain amount of power, it always seeks more.
They run with it, don't they?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And to suggest that our government is different because it's America, I guess that just shows how historically ignorant the American people have become. Because in a real sense, these things are our fault. Your viewers and listeners have to know the movie Blade Runner.
Right.
Well, there were some scenes in that movie that when you first watched it, it was very entertaining, but very often science fiction really does presage the future of a country and the technology that's being deployed. And one of the things in Blade Runner, if you recall, was this little device that was flying around overhead, and it would tell you to, you know, get out of an area, because this little device is like a little drone would fly around, and they could see you with a camera, and they would tell you to leave an area of a neighborhood or something. Well, because of this growing xenophobia about the Mexican immigration issue. Of course, they're packaging this as the violence that's on our borders with Mexico. They're now deploying unmanned drones, and they intend to deploy them from California all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. And in the end, there will probably be several hundred up in the air constantly. Now, this is how I see it. It works. Specific to America, Americans are, in fact, now trading liberty for security. Every day, this is going to happen now in our future because of the kinds of hatred towards Muslims, because of the trade towers, the mosque that's going to be built or wanted to be built a few blocks away. Mosques are being told they can't be built now in every city in the nation. The fear of Muslims now is at such a fever pitch and has flowed over into the fear of Mexicans coming across our borders that we're going to allow this. But if you give the government the power to militarize our border and use drones and military personnel to protect our borders, what makes you think that it won't eventually seep into protecting the major cities, the metropolitan areas? There'll be drones flying over Los Angeles.
Oh, sure, no question. Detroit, everywhere, New York.
It's just a matter of time.
It's tough, though, Craig. On one hand, you know, the borders are out of control. We know that. And, you know, there is terrorism out there. For what a reason, that's a different show all by itself. But we're hated for, again, whatever reasons. We all have our own thoughts on that. So in an effort to try to fight it or combat it, we give up these rights, and then if they get into the wrong hands, you're absolutely right. It's going to come back and bite us. What do you do?
Well, I think they're already in the wrong hands. Both Bush Jr. and Obama have followed through on every aspect of this security state being built and progressed. And mind you, the body scanners are also now on the street. They're prepared. Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, I think her name is.
Yep, that's her.
Well, she intends to see every major city with cameras on every street corner to the point that Chicago has over 10,000 cameras on every street corner in Chicago. And they're also deploying body scanners, the same things that would be used at the airport, but they're in vans and they're driving around the streets of Chicago and Miami. And they're scanning vehicles and individuals. And, of course, we now know through a Freedom of Information Act request that these are being recorded and they're being saved.
What do they want? What are they doing this for?
Leonard Cohen has a lyric in one of his wonderful songs. They want absolute control over every living soul. And I believe that's our future.
Maybe that's the game. Maybe that's the whole mission, isn't it?
Well, Kissinger was the one that said power is the greatest aphrodisiac,
absolute power. Yeah.
And, you know, we've heard from philosophers since the dawn of time that absolute power corrupts. Well, we set the stage for this back in the Nixon era with federal emergency management planning. And if you go back and read the original executive order for FEMA, 11490, that was the original one. And it's progressed every year. Every president signs off on each embellishment as it grows stronger. They bring the CIA into it. There's more aspects, the Commerce Department. It's signed off on religiously as an executive order. And no executive order that's been filed in the Federal Register has ever been overturned by our Congress.